A board-certified OBGYN experiences her first hot flush and suddenly realizes she's been failing her patients for years. This isn't just professional embarrassment. It's a wake-up call about how medicine has abandoned half the population during one of life's most profound transitions. By 2030, 1.2 billion women worldwide will be navigating menopause, yet most will face dismissal, outdated advice, and dangerous misinformation. The medical establishment treats menopause like an inconvenient footnote rather than a critical health transition affecting every organ system. But here's what changes everything. Menopause is inevitable, but suffering isn't. Understanding how declining estrogen impacts your heart, brain, bones, and metabolism transforms this from an endurance test into a manageable journey. The question isn't whether menopause will happen, it's whether you'll have the knowledge and support to protect your health when it does. It's all in your head. Welcome to your new normal. These dismissive phrases represent dangerous medical negligence. When estrogen drops, receptors throughout your body lose critical instructions. Your heart loses cardiovascular protection, your brain loses cognitive support, your bones lose renewal signals. Women face dramatically increased risks of heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, and osteoporosis. Hip fractures carry 15 to 20% mortality within 1 year. Yet symptoms get dismissed as anxiety or aging. The gender pain gap means women wait 16 minutes longer for emergency room pain medication, with women of color facing even worse treatment. Medical education perpetuates this crisis. Nearly 80% of residents feel barely comfortable treating menopause, and only 20% of OBGYN programs offer specific training. Symptoms extend far beyond hot flashes: acid reflux, joint pain, brain fog, sleep disturbances, anxiety. In 2002, the Women's Health Initiative triggered a medical earthquake. The study suggested hormone therapy increased breast cancer risk, and 80% of prescriptions were discontinued overnight. But the panic was built on misunderstood numbers. Media screamed about a 25% relative risk increase while ignoring the actual absolute risk, from 4 to 5 cases per 1,000 women annually, just 0.08%. Women taking estrogen alone experienced 30% lower breast cancer risk. The study used only one formulation and enrolled women averaging age 63, far beyond typical menopause age. Later analysis revealed the timing hypothesis. Hormone therapy started within 10 years of menopause offers optimal benefits, including decreased mortality and lower heart disease rates. Yet providers still refuse treatment based on outdated fears. After receiving just 0.003% of federal women's health research funding, menopause is finally emerging from the shadows. Celebrities like Naomi Watts, Oprah, and Michelle Obama broke the silence, while social media created communities where millions share experiences. Research now extends beyond hot flashes to mood, cognition, cardiovascular risks, and insulin resistance, with perimenopause receiving unprecedented attention. The Menopause Society offers provider certification, and 2023 legislation proposes requiring the NIH to evaluate research gaps. Leading researchers are investigating why women face twice the Alzheimer's risk of men. Access is improving through telemedicine companies like Midi Health and Allo Health. Workplaces are responding. Nearly 1 in 5 women have quit or considered quitting due to symptoms, contributing to $150 billion in global productivity losses. Smart employers now implement manager training, flexible arrangements, and temperature controls. The menopause product market has exploded with solutions for everything from thinning hair to painful sex. This isn't just medical progress, it's a cultural revolution driven by women refusing to suffer in silence. Perimenopause typically arrives in your 40s, sometimes mid-30s, bringing irregular periods and hormonal chaos lasting 2 to 10 years. Diagnosis proves frustratingly difficult. Wildly fluctuating hormone levels make blood tests unreliable. A third of women wait at least 3 years for correct diagnosis, with 18% visiting doctors 6 times before receiving proper help. Menopause itself is precisely defined, 12 consecutive months after your final period, occurring at an average age of 51. Later menopause correlates with longer life expectancy, higher bone density, and reduced heart disease risk. Postmenopause begins after that 12-month milestone and lasts the remainder of life, often bringing the highest prevalence of hot flashes and heart palpitations for 4.5 to 9.5 years. Yet many women report unexpected freedom, a decreased give-a-shit factor, allowing them to set boundaries and prioritize themselves. Several factors influence timing. Genetics, your mother's timeline often predicts yours. Reproductive history, race, weight, cardiovascular health, and smoking. Medical interventions can trigger early menopause. Hysterectomies preserving ovaries accelerate menopause by 4.4 years, while removing both ovaries causes immediate, permanent menopause. As ovaries lose follicles, hormone production becomes erratic, triggering perimenopause's cycle disruptions until ovulation and sex hormone production cease permanently. Your hypothalamus senses declining estrogen and frantically increases hormone output, attempting to coax estrogen from unresponsive follicles. This hormonal chaos creates chronic inflammation affecting multiple organ systems. Osteoporosis makes bones brittle. 40 to 50% of postmenopausal women suffer fractures. Coronary artery disease becomes the leading cause of death around age 55, while insulin resistance emerges, potentially progressing to type 2 diabetes. Neuroinflammation damages nerve cells, possibly explaining women's doubled Alzheimer's risk. Visceral fat accumulates deep in the abdomen, wrapping around organs and releasing inflammatory proteins that narrow blood vessels, raise LDL cholesterol, and fuel insulin resistance. This active fat increases risk for atherosclerosis, cognitive impairment, and cardiovascular disease. Sarcopenia, progressive muscle loss, accelerates to 10% per decade after menopause, increasing fall and fracture risk. These aren't separate problems. They're interconnected consequences of losing estrogen's protective effects across every body system. Menopausal hormone therapy isn't the dangerous gamble you've been told. For most women within 10 years of menopause, benefits outweigh risks. The key is your individual benefit versus risk ratio. If you have a uterus, you need combined estrogen and progestogen to prevent endometrial cancer. Bioidentical hormones match your body's natural structure, while synthetic versions require conversion. Delivery options include pills, patches, gels, rings, sprays, and local vaginal treatments. Absolute contraindications include known breast cancer, undiagnosed bleeding, recent blood clots, pregnancy, and severe liver disease. However, past cancer isn't automatic disqualification. Recent research shows no increased recurrence risk for early-stage endometrial, cervical, vaginal, vulvar, or ovarian cancers. Beyond hormones, prioritize anti-inflammatory nutrition with healthy fats, lean proteins, and fiber while limiting alcohol and processed foods. Combine resistance training with aerobic exercise for comprehensive health. Manage stress through mindfulness and optimize sleep with cool temperatures and consistent schedules. These aren't optional. They're essential interventions that reduce symptoms and chronic disease risk. Finding proper medical support shouldn't require detective work. Yet 75% of symptomatic menopausal women leave appointments without treatment. Check your insurance network for OBGYNs with menopause experience. Consult the Menopause Society's practitioner database or explore telemedicine options. Schedule morning appointments, specify you need a problem visit, and bring your symptom journal and family medical history. Complete the Green Scale questionnaire beforehand. A score of 15 or higher suggests estrogen deficiency warrants immediate treatment discussion. The 2022 North American Menopause Society confirms that for healthy people under 60 and within 10 years of menopause onset, hormone therapy benefits outweigh risks. Red flags include dismissive responses like, "It's just the time of your life," or flat refusals without discussing your specific benefit versus risk ratio. While advocating for care, prioritize self-care through quality sleep, stress reduction, anti-inflammatory diet, and regular exercise. Your body isn't failing, it's transforming. With the right knowledge, support, and treatment, you can navigate this transition while protecting your long-term health.